The Lies She Told, Carly Moore Series, written by Denise Grover Swank, narrated by Shannon McManus. Chapter 1.
You know, it's unfair that you have to work all day while I'm on the evening shift,
Marco said good-naturedly as his fingertip traced figure eights on my bare stomach.
You work too much.
I didn't hear you complaining all that much before we were sleeping together, I teased, snuggling closer.
Yeah, because dropping by the tavern was the only sure way I had of seeing you,
he teased back. That was a total white lie, and we both knew it. We'd hung out together as friends for months before we gave in to our feelings. Back then, we hadn't been quite so desperate to find a place where we could be alone together. We could talk anywhere. But we couldn't very well have sex in the storeroom at Max's tavern. Although, we'd come pretty close a few days ago, when I'd worked until closing. Maybe you should talk to Max about changing my hours to match yours. A wicked grin spread across his face.
Don't tempt me.
I laughed, because they'd been best friends since kindergarten, and if Marco asked, Max very well might do it. But my friend Ruth, the other full-time waitress, wouldn't appreciate it. And I wasn't one to ask for special favors. I rolled over on top of him, placing a soft kiss on his bottom lip. He wrapped an arm around my lower back, pulling me in for a deep, soulful kiss that filled an empty place in my heart. I love you, Marco.
I love you too, Carly.
He kissed me again, then swatted my bare butt.
But if you're gonna get to work on time, we better get our lazy asses out of bed.
I was happy. Happier than I'd been in years, which was crazy given the amount of trouble I was in. It felt like more happiness than I deserved, since I'd unintentionally gotten someone killed. I keep thinking about Jerry. Our friend had been killed in a car accident a week ago, only we both knew it wasn't an accident. Jerry had been run off the road. Marco's friend, Deputy Brian Smith, had thoroughly investigated the crash, but it hadn't brought us any closer to answers. All we knew was that Jerry had been hit by a black pickup truck. Marco cupped my face, his thumb brushing my cheekbone as he looked deep into my eyes.
I know. Me too.
He made brunch while I took a shower. It was my responsibility to make meals for my landlord, Hank, in exchange for free room and board, yet Marco always insisted on feeding me. Not that I was complaining. He was a great cook, and it gave me a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?